Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two. That's Jesse Tapia. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil in the cut. We're the Insiders, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Hanging out with you until noon. Then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and KC, and they will take you up to 4 o'clock right here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. You're not excited for the Dolphins this year? Because we got to talk Niners later on.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that later.
All right. Very good.
Shout out Minka Fitzpatrick. Welcome back. Whatever, man.
So, a quick update on the Jonathan Kuminga thing that we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Our very own James Hamm said he would be shocked if Jonathan Kuminga was not on the Kings by the end of the weekend. It's Monday. Jonathan Kuminga is not on the Kings.
Take a lap, James. No, I'm just kidding. He's chilling. Summer's all right
so
now. So
that's why he's not here.
Yeah, no. We sent him on vacation.
No. Hope James has a safe flight if he's listening.
Shout out, James.
But I can't decide what the Kings are doing with Jonathan Kuminga.
What do you mean?
Is this a player that they scoped the market and went, man, nobody's got money for restricted free agents. The Warriors definitely don't want that guy anymore. He definitely doesn't want to be there. So we'll make this super low ball offer and see if we can get the Warriors to bite. And they didn't. Yet, it still seems like they're kind of waiting on doing anything else until this Kuminga situation clears up.
Yeah.
There's not any real urgency from Golden State. So it seems like the Kings really want Jonathan Kuminga. If their low ball offer got rejected and they're still thinking about it.
Yeah, the way I see it too, I think they still think they have a shot at him as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine. It sounds like the Wizards are in.
That was a thing until it wasn't, I think, because they traded for Cam Whitmore and gave up 2 seconds, and everyone just kind of had the general thought where it's like, oh, they're out now. Like,
so
the Wizards connection happened before that, though.
So it seems to me like the Kings only want Jonathan Kuminga, or I don't think they only want Jonathan Kuminga at the Devin Carter, Saric, and a second round pick price. I think that was their first offer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a weird dynamic here because I don't think Golden State, as much as they don't want to have him anymore and as much as he doesn't want to be there anymore, they're not, like the phrase we used earlier, they're not going to give him away for pennies.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're in a position where they're going, hey, if Devin Carter, Dario Saric, and a second is the move, or 2 seconds or whatever it was, is the move, then we'll just keep him, sign him to some kind of short-term deal, and try and figure it out.
Okay, so isn't that like just essentially what we were talking about earlier with the Kings?
Yes.
And I guess my thing would be like because the way it seems with the Warriors, like him and the Warriors just don't fit together. Him and Steve Kerr, whoever you want to put it together, from what I've seen. And like, is he gonna, like, you're gonna pay him his money or whatever? Is he gonna get regular rotation minutes too, though? Or
probably you probably just you pick up where you left off.
You just figure it out, because like my thing is like you're gonna have to have him out there on the court, even though everyone knows you don't love the fit there, and it's just like, how are you gonna build up value that way?
Okay, but try and put yourself in Golden State shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather give him away for nothing, ostensibly nothing, or would you rather? Would you rather do what you're talking about?
If you're
Golden State, would you rather try and play it out and see if he can rebuild value, or are you trading him for Devin Carter? What amounts to Devin Carter?
See, and you know me, I'm not the biggest Devin Carter fan and all that stuff. It just depends on how they view Devin Carter, because if I'm the Warriors or whatever, and just me, Jesse Toppy, like, yeah, I'm cool off of that deal for right now.
Right.
Like, I think looking at it, though, you do need to negotiate with the Kings still, because I don't know how beneficial it is to keep him on your team this season and all that stuff after paying him. Because, like I said, I just don't know how you're going to be able to build up a market for him again. I think you just
hope you have to play him.
Well, that, yeah, you do, but it's just, we've seen how Steve Kerr is and all that. I just wonder if you're able to get maybe a first-round pick out of the Kings for him at this point, and boom, there's the deal right there.
If that's what's holding it up, just include the first. One first to get a guy that talented? Like, yeah, why not? And the salary match? Sure.
Yeah.
I don't...
It just all depends, though. Like, is Scott Perry just kind of waiting on them, kind of just calling their bluff right now?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing. There's the whole behind-the-scenes negotiations where it's like, we don't know exactly what's going on.
So, is this the right... But would this be... I'm interested in your thoughts on this as a neutral observer. Is this the right move to center their entire offseason around?
Yeah. What else for the Kings?
Yeah.
Yes. What else? Yeah. You're not doing anything else. Like, so, this is like making something out of nothing right here for me.
So where do Kings fans land? 916-909-1320.
Yeah.
916-909-1320. It's the Elk Grove Kids Hotline. TC and Daniel, I see you guys stand by momentarily. Would it be like a failure of an offseason if you don't wind up with Jonathan Kuminga now?
No, because this is still a difficult deal to pull off. But if you're able to get Kuminga here for, I guess, that deal or a little bit something more than that, then that's...
So it's not the player, it's the swindle.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit of both.
It's the getting the player at way below his value.
Yeah, because like the way I see Kuminga and all that, like I think you bring in Kuminga, we talked about it with DeRozan and Levine, and
it doesn't work. Depends on Sabonis.
Well, it's not that. It's just more so, like I talked about, how I don't see like a future with these guys beyond a couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. I see that with Kuminga on the Kings. Like, you throw in Kuminga there, you add sign Keegan to his contract. Like, you're starting to work with a future now, finally. So if you're able to bring in Kuminga, like, yeah, I'd love that move 1,000%. And like I don't think you're gonna really have to offer up much, because there's not much of a market out there for him. Like, if you have to throw in a first round pick for Kuminga, go ahead and do that. Like, it seems like the players going out for the player coming in is really solid deal if you're able to pull it off.
Hmm.
And it's like if you don't, you're asking if you want to hang your whole offseason on like a Kuminga deal, like who else would you, like at this point, like who else is even out there for you? I don't think this is making a deal either. Like, I think this pushes you forward a bit. I'm not saying, we got their they got the number one player finally. Oh, the Kings are here. They got their guy to build around. But there is a vision now finally. Like, we talked about building that bridge to somewhere. Well, you added a piece to it finally.
Hmm. Let's get to the Elk Grove Kid Talk Line. TC is on the Elk Grove Kid Talk Line at 916-909-1320. What you got, TC?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two bros? Jesse.
Chilling, man.
What's up, TC?
Hey, just vibing. Hey, listen. So, hey, I got three things, a little bit about soccer, football, and basketball. So, soccer, hey, that game was wild last night. That was a good game, bro.
Yeah.
I went down. That was fired up. Mm-hmm. I watched the whole thing. As far as A, so, and then A's and Giants. I'm not really big on baseball, bro. Give me a minute, Joe. I'm not really big on baseball, but I have nothing against baseball, right? Baseball is a sport. I love it, right? Just not super into it and all that. But, hey, can y'all – am I tripping? Right, because I know you were A's fan, Kyle. Right,
I love that for you, Joe. You just pot him down, just get him out of here. After
playing...
What's going on?
TC's cutting out.
Oh, he's cutting out. Yeah.
That wasn't you.
It was. I messed with him at first, but no, he's actually cutting out.
TC back connection, I guess.
Call us back. Let's get to Daniel on the Elk Grove Kia Talk on 916-909-1320. What's up, Daniel?
What's up, fellas?
Chilling.
What's up, Daniel?
Hey, so it seems like a foregone conclusion that DeMar is going to be with the Kings. Am I the only one that totally remembers how I've been a fan for a long time, and that was some of the most boring basketball at the end of games when give the ball to DeMar, he takes over. It's just him, and that's it, and everybody else is standing around. And that's the way it was for how many games towards the end of the season. And I couldn't watch it anymore. It has nothing to do with him. I know he's a good player, but he's so ball dominant. And the Kings, just they're not a good fit. I can't take another season with him here.
Daniel,
just boring basketball.
Real quick, Daniel, does adding a point guard like Dennis Schroeder change any of that for you? Kind of like DeMar doesn't have to have the basketball in his hands the whole time?
I don't think so. I think he's going to end up with the ball at the end of the games anyways.
Because, I got you.
The guy does score, man. He scores a lot of points, but it's so boring.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Daniel. Yeah, buckle up.
Yeah, I don't.
I think it's going to be more ISO heavy this year.
I'm going to keep. I don't hate DeMar DeRozan. I don't know. Like, it was fine with me last year. It was just more of a Kings roster problem than it was a DeMar DeRozan problem. And
how so?
Well, it was just like, what did you expect? Like, DeMar DeRozan did his thing last year, and you brought in DeMar DeRozan to go play with De'Aaron Fox and DeMontis Sabonis. That blew up, and then, oh, wow, I just became important at work accidentally. Like, he became that meme. Like, he was not...
But he was doing that before.
Well, yeah, but, like, you needed that. Like, you needed... Like,
was...
Bringing in... I don't want to rehash old stuff, but it's like, bringing in DeMar I didn't hate. It's the fact that you didn't do anything else after that.
Here's the problem. It's not that DeMar DeRozan... It's not DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
It is that the Kings didn't have the pieces last year to run the offense that people like Daniel want them to run.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the pieces to do that exciting flow offense, back cuts, spray threes, like Beam Team 1 in the 22-23 season. They didn't have the personnel to do that.
Yeah.
They had the personnel to dribble the air out of the ball and put up tough mid-range jumpers, because that's what your offense becomes when you have DeMar DeRozan on it.
Yeah.
And so if that's not your bag, I can see where you're just kind of out. But I don't think it's going to get any better this year, especially if you're trading for Jonathan Kuminga.
Well, but yeah, like it's just that's the thing though. You're not building out a future with DeMar. He's a culture guy right now. Not in the sense
is
where
he?
Like, not in the
How?
Sense. Hold on. Not in the sense where like he's on the bench. He's like, oh come on guys, he's the vet off the bench. But just more so, you're trying to build something elsewhere with him as well. Like, he's going to get his 20 a game and all that stuff. But you're also trying to, like, he's here for another reason too.
What culture is DeMar DeRozan setting?
We're just trying to get, like, just, I mean, as far as, like, just doing things the right way and all that. Like, we've seen him speak and just how he's gone about his career, just doing things the right way. That's something that this team has missed.
I see.
Like, you need leaders. This team doesn't have leaders either.
I don't think that's him, though. I don't think DeMar DeRozan is that guy.
What do you think? He's pulling up to work and going
home? Yeah.
I don't see. I think
he was on the team last year. Talking about how if De'Aaron gets traded, he's got some things to think about this summer.
Yeah, now he's going to be back, it seems.
Yeah?
That's how it seems.
Is that...
Like, if he's here, I don't think he's going to be...
No, I don't disagree with you. Yeah. I don't think you're understanding. I'm not communicating this properly. I don't think that DeMar DeRozan is such a big influence on the culture and what Doug Christie and Scott Perry are trying to build that you just have to keep him around. I think they keep him around because Doug's like, hey, this guy is good. Or Scott Perry's like, hey, this guy, you know what? He's going to give me 20 a night. Yeah, I'll keep that guy on my team.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Heart, hustle, grit, grind, tough, grimy defense, playing the right way offensively. Like, that doesn't scream DeMar DeRozan to me.
I think it's a little bit of both because I just don't see keeping him around just for the sake of he's good. Like, no, go get something for him right now. Like, I don't get... I guess there's that aspect too, but I don't know. From what was the rumors and all that, it was once KD goes, DeMar DeRozan could be a lot of team second choice. So to me, that seemed like he had a market. And if he did have a market, but you're choosing to hold on to him, I'm assuming that's because, like, you think he's a great player, but also you think he can help some here, help build some here.
I guess.
For the short time that he's going to be here. But I think that's the line of thinking that they're thinking.
I think that's extremely risky.
I don't disagree. I would have traded DeMar DeRozan this year. I would have traded him.
Yeah. On the Kuminga thing. Again, we've got to exist in gray area.
Yeah.
The Warriors aren't trying to get rid of him because he's bad at basketball. The Warriors are trying to get rid of him because he doesn't fit what they're doing. They're trying to maximize a window that is Steph Curry years wide. Whether that is one more year of him being effective or two or three, everything they're doing is about maximizing that window. Which is why to the Warriors, Jonathan Kuminga, to their team, doesn't have as much value. Because, yeah, he can come off the bench, he can give you 30 in a playoff game. But Steve Kerr does not view that as winning basketball. He doesn't think, I believe, he doesn't think Jonathan Kuminga plays winning basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't help maximize this Steph Curry-sized window. So they're looking to move off of him for something that can help this Steph Curry-sized window. I would think that Golden State believes there's more of a chance of Kuminga helping slash boosting his value enough that they can actually get something for him at the deadline on a shorter term deal than Devin Carter would help them.
Yeah, I also think that's something you just got to tell yourself too, because it's like, yeah, you don't want to end up with Devin Carter because it's like, oh, yeah, we messed up this whole Kuminga situation.
Right.
But in reality also, it's like you tell yourself that, but like, you're going another year with a guy who doesn't fit.
And on the other hand, there are the Kings. And you'd also understand why the Kings wouldn't want to be like, hey, we're going to give up the farm for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because of the way the base year compensation stuff works. You can't even unload like a big contract for him. So I get what the Kings are doing and going, hey, can we get that guy for next to nothing?
Yeah.
But I also understand why Golden State, even though they don't want him, they don't want him there. He doesn't want to be there. It's like, we're not going to just give him away.
It's both teams calling each other's bluff at this point.
Yes.
Because it's like, sure, the Warriors, yeah, go ahead and hold on to him, pay him that money. Go ahead and keep the guy that you don't want, that doesn't fit and all that stuff. And yeah, that's surely going to drive up his value. No, it's not.
Yeah.
And the Kings, it's like, you're just kind of waiting, hoping you can get over on him.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to end anytime soon.
Yeah.
This feels like a thing that's going to drag out for a long time. And I hope the Kings aren't putting other things on hold, seeing if Kuminga will become available for their offer.
Yeah.
And maybe they're not. Maybe they're like, hey, we're just kind of waiting on this to finalize some pieces of
the
Dennis Schroeder deal, and we'll call it good.
We talked about Malik Monk earlier. It's like, are you still going to move off of him separately and all that stuff? It's like, oh, things that still could happen.
No idea. Anyways, we got to sprinkle some football in. Football season not far away.
Nope, training camp soon.
We haven't dug a ton into the NFL offseason. We'll do that next. We'll talk some 49ers quarterbacks. Because for the first time, Brock Purdy is having a normal training camp. But I'm not even interested in that. I'm interested in Mac freaking Jones.
Gross.
Is Kyle Shanahan a miracle worker? We'll find out. That's Jesse Toppe. I'm Kyle Madsen. That's Joe Brazil. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. It's ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, back to the Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
I wanted to talk about football, and then Zach Wilson is good as a take that hit the chat.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I want to talk football anymore.
See, that's why I'm scared of
it. If that's where we're at.
That's why I'm scared. That's why I need the Red Sox to be buyers right now.
If that's where we're at on NFL quarterbacking, is that, hey, Zach Wilson, it's his year.
Yeah, imagine him playing for your favorite team, too.
Oh, no thanks. Yeah. I got Mac Jones to deal with over in San Francisco.
Yeah, but at least it's normal where your team plays.
It's a good point.
Let's talk about your team, Kyle.
Nah. We'll get there. 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. Andrew wants to get back to the Jonathan Kuminga conversation. We can pick that up here. Andrew, what's going on here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line?
Hey, guys. Hey, sorry to switch back to Kuminga.
Oh, no, you're totally fine.
My question for you guys is, do you think the Kings are being a little hesitant with him because Kuminga might not want to commit to the Kings with him being a free agent coming up next summer? Do you think that could kind of be the reason why everything's, I don't know, on hold or just, I don't know, kind of stuck in the mud right now?
Thanks for the call. So he wouldn't be a free agent if this sign and trade happened.
Yeah.
The Kings would agree to a long-term extension with Kuminga, which is also what complicates this a little bit, because the Kings can only, whatever they sign Kuminga for, they can only send back half of that money because of the way the rules work. So the Warriors can only take in half of the money. So that's kind of what complicates this. Is you talk about, Andrew asked, are the Kings worried about Kuminga committing to them? Yeah, if they offer him 4 and 60, because we're like, they're like, yeah, hey, we think 15 a year sounds about right for you, then yeah, you're probably not going to get the best version of Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's what's holding.
And he might
up,
not agree. I agree. I think what's holding this up is the Warriors are stuck between, we have a player who is an asset, who's a restricted free agent, so there's no money for him in restricted free agency, which tamps the market down. And then there aren't that many teams willing to put themselves in a position where they will send back half the money that they're going to sign him for. And I'm sure there are teams that just have the same questions the Warriors do about him. They have the same kind of concerns Golden State does. And so they're just kind of out in general. So the Kings did the right thing here. I need that to be really clear. I believe the Kings did the exact right thing where they went, hey, there's not really a future here. This kid is 22, turns 23 on October 6th. He's been in the league for 4 years. We just watched him average 28 a game in 4 playoff games, coming off the bench cold after not playing a ton all year. After dealing with he had a major ankle injury. So watch this guy do that. Talent's there. This is a guy we want to take a swing on. But because of the way the finances are, we don't want to pay him a ton, so here's the players that we're willing to give back to match the salary that we're comfortable signing him at.
Yeah.
And I think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, they absolutely should be doing everything they're doing right now.
Yeah, and identifying, I said this the other day, but it's Scott Perry identifying a 6'8" hyper-athlete.
Who would have thought?
As a player that the Kings need. Like, yes, thank you, finally. So whether this goes through or not, you can at least have some encouragement that that's the kind of player they're looking for.
Yeah.
But also from Golden State's perspective, and based on reading and some of the reporting around this trade or this potential trade, is that Golden State is willing to try something shorter term with Kuminga, give it one more go before they just kind of give him away. So they're basically at a stalemate, and it's, is one of the teams going to blink? Do the Kings go, all right, fine, here's Keegan.
Oh, don't
I don't
do
think
that.
They will. I don't think they will. I would not advocate for that. I
blink
would,
and say,
I would get on the
pick.
Radio and lambaste the Kings if they did that.
Yeah, if you blink, it's because you're going to give them a first-round pick or something like that.
Right. That's where I think the Kings' minds probably are. I think that's where Scott Perry's mind probably is. Mm. Because for me, if Scott Perry had gone, this is the guy we need to go get. Jonathan Kuminga is the prize of the offseason. We think we're going to build around him. He's going to be our 1A. He's a perennial All-Pro. This is the guy. I think if that's the case, we would have heard about another offer. We would have heard talks are ongoing or progressing. But I think the Kings went, we'd like to have this player at this super low ball price because we have those same questions. We don't think he's necessarily going to fit into a system. So can we maximize what he is as a player and put the right guys around him? We're not really sure. So we're willing to pay a little, but not a lot.
Yeah. T-Lo in the chat says that Scott Perry is waiting them out. I don't hate that line of thinking, but I'm also, I think, at the point with this deal where I don't think you're going to have to give up too much for Kuminga. So if it does get to a point, I think you're probably better off just getting the deal done and giving the Warriors a first. Would you give up a first for Kuminga if you were the Kings?
Yes.
Yeah, so
but
I mean,
I'm also pro do all the trades.
Well,
like get rid of.
Well,
getting rid of a first round pick probably protected.
Well, that's
on
the thing.
Level.
Like, I don't think you're giving up too much. So if that's what it takes, I think you get to a point at the end. It's like, all right, fine, we'll just give you the pick. Jonathan Kuminga's here for Devin Carter, Saric, and whatever.
And if they're ready, and if they're ready to do that, if that's something that Golden State's waiting on, need a first round pick, and the Kings are ready to do that,
yeah,
it makes sense. And it would be smart to me if they're going, okay, we will go there, but until Golden State explicitly asks, we're just going to kind of leave that offer out.
If the Kings and Warriors are talking right now and the Warriors didn't laugh their face off and walk away from the table after that first deal that's been reported.
Which they might have.
Yeah, which they might have. It doesn't seem like, from what I've seen and stuff like that, it doesn't seem like that's the case. But if they didn't do that, they didn't walk away, that tells me that you're not too far off here. Like, you're really not too far off. Like, if the Warriors just didn't say, yeah, we're not doing this at all, and just kind of laugh you off the phone and just walk away, we're done, then I think you can get a deal done here. If you're Scott Perry, you don't have to give up too much.
If you missed it, here's Anthony Slater from, still with The Athletic?
ESPN, The Athletic, one of those.
Where's Anthony Slater? At The Athletic. No significant traction, this is last night, no significant traction on the Jonathan Kuminga front over the weekend. Restricted free agency around the NBA remains ice cold. Conversations and little action. Kings have been strongest pursuer of Warriors wing, but nothing has come close. So it's like,
still negotiating. He doesn't tell me that there's nothing on the table there.
Howie Roseman from the Eagles.
Yeah.
And saying the NFL is right around the corner. Howie Roseman from the Eagles is notorious for just making the call. Call the Titans. Hey, what do you, AJ Brown for a first? Yeah. Hey, will you do such and such for a late round pick swap? Yeah. And you just acquire good players that way.
Yeah.
By just making a call. And so I think that's the right things for the Kings to do. If they're going to be the strongest pursuer and they're just going to keep making the call and going, Carter and Saric and a second. No? Well, what about Carter and Saric in 2 seconds? No? All right. What about Carter and somebody else in a first? No? Okay. And just trying to, hey, maybe you'll catch them on the right day. Maybe they'll have talks with Kuminga where Kuminga's like, no chance, never going to play in this uniform again. And the Warriors finally relent. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
My hope is that, and I don't think there's a ton else out there for the Kings. So my hope would be you're not putting other stuff on hold here. You're not delaying things with your offseason because you're trying to finagle.
Yeah,
Jonathan Kuminga deal.
I don't think that's the case. I don't think there's too much for him out there after this deal they're trying to work on.
It's a weird situation.
Mm-hmm.
I like that the Kings are pursuing him. I also understand why Golden State would be like, no.
Golden State, they're on their last back foot right here. Like they're kind of
talk about a team in a weird spot.
Yeah, like they're really hoping someone comes in to save them right now.
Yeah,
I feel like. Because it's like the two options that they have, neither is great. Like you send them to the Kings for Devin Carter, Sarge, and whatever picks, throw it in. I don't care. Like that's not great for Golden State. Keeping a, I don't want to call him disgruntled, but a player that doesn't fit.
He's definitely disgruntled.
All right, a disgruntled player. You follow more than I do. A disgruntled player on that contract where everyone knows he doesn't fit. Like you're not really, I don't buy and you're going to build his trade value that way. It doesn't really work out that way. So you're kind of hoping someone else comes in to save it, I guess.
But maybe if you get him on the short-term deal, and I think this would be Golden State's thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe get him on a 2-year deal worth, let's just say, 2 and 40.
So you just let him go on the expiring if it's not working then?
Yeah. Maybe that contract then has more value. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Like I said, I understand both sides here.
Yeah.
I understand why Golden State's not trying to give him away. I also understand why the Kings would be like, want him, don't need him.
The fan back and forth for this too has been hilarious.
So good.
Everyone is just so tapped in. Everyone's just so tapped into what's going on. No, they're not doing that. No, they're not doing that.
I don't think anybody's getting, like, there's not some one team's got the other one in a headlock.
Yeah, like, this is not a fight right here. This is just trade negotiations.
And it might not even be negotiating.
Exactly.
It might just be the Kings that, hey, we want that player for this price, and if not, to hell with you. Good luck figuring it out.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
And you're getting mad at journalists because they're reporting what they're hearing? Like, like, dial it back.
That's the wildest stuff. Shout out to Matt George.
Yeah, shout out Matt. That's the homie right there.
That's a friend of the program, Matt George, ABC 10, Locked on Kings podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Jesse Tapia is there filling in for James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil's over yonder. We're the Insiders. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I know it's July, early July, but I want to talk Niners. We got training camp coming up. Rookies report in 8 days for San Francisco. Veterans report on July 22nd. Their first practice will probably be like July 24th. I think it's typically 2 days after. So we'll just go position by position as we do this here on the show. We're starting at quarterback. And I was looking over some Brock Purdy stuff. This is going to be Brock Purdy's first quote unquote normal training camp. He was a rookie in 2022. In 2023, he was coming off major arm surgery, and there was the whole Tom Brady thing where Kyle Shanahan was like, hey, if we sign Tom Brady, FYI, you're going to be the backup. 2024, there were the Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk holdouts, which took over the offseason. So now they've got the contracts out of the way, including his. Brandon Ayuk still rehabbing from his knee, but
it's been a weird little side situation there.
That's a dramatically different situation than him being in the building but not practicing and the contract stuff being weird and traded. This is as normal as it's going to get. And with that comes the added pressure of Brock Purdy needs to be really good in camp. I've given, in the past, Jimmy Garoppolo, for example, had a practice where he threw 5 interceptions.
Yeah.
And the world ended. The world ended that day. And my take on it at the time was, well, there's a whole article by Kevin Clark in The Ringer about Patrick Mahomes throwing practice interceptions because he's trying to figure out the limitations of what he can and can't do in certain situations.
Yeah.
I've since taken that back because I just think it turns out Jimmy Garoppolo is not very good. But
turns out
this cannot. I was thinking, hey, man, my initial thought was, wow, Brock Purdy is going to have no issues this offseason. Like, it's going to be drama-free.
Yeah.
Except he's now has more pressure on him than he's ever had before. The offseason's been normal, relatively. The training camp is lining up to be relatively normal, and he just got paid. So now you don't get that luxury of, hey, you know what? Brock Purdy's been bad for the first 2 weeks, but you know what? It's been the Ayuk stuff, and Trent Williams isn't there, and they're doing this. Like, no, but Brock Purdy needs to be really, really freaking good. From the jump, off the rip, whatever. You don't get to be in the position he's in and get the leeway of like, ah, hey, he's figuring it out.
Well, okay. I have questions then. Like, we're all chatty house. We've all accepted he's a really good quarterback, right? Like, he's established.
He's good. Good player.
Good. Really good?
Good player.
Top 10 quarterback?
No.
Okay. I think you feel differently about like Brock Purdy than me. Like, to me, Brock Purdy is already here. Like, he got his deal. Now it's just we're watching his career play out. Like, I don't think if anything happens, like, if he starts out slow, like, he's here. Like, there's not, like, he's just, he'll play better. And it's just like, I don't think there's anything that's going to come out of that.
Last year gave me great concern.
Uh-huh.
Because it looked like defenses adjusted to him and he had no answer outside of hold on to the ball and start scrambling. I think the scrambling stuff is valuable. I do. I get it. I'm not trying to say he shouldn't be running. But there were too many instances last year where it looked like he didn't know what to do with the football and held it too long.
Yeah.
And turned a play that could have been a completion into a scramble drill. That just happened too often last year.
I got you.
And so that's not to say he's terrible. That's not to say he can't fix that. It's what I need to see fixed this year, though.
You're probably
not going to have Brandon Ayuk in week 1.
And I think my thing is, hasn't he earned the grace where it's like just that little, I don't know, the spotlight just, you take it off him a little bit this time. Where it's like he's the Niners quarterback where it's like, I don't know, there's no big take if he starts out the season slow or anything like that.
Oh, there definitely is.
You think there is?
Yeah. Yes. Maybe not from, maybe.
Because I look at that wide receiver room too, and it's like, there is a chance. Like, it's not great.
Okay, understood.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I'm heading.
Mm-hmm.
They paid him a dollar amount that indicates they believe he is the rising tide that lifts all boats. It doesn't matter what the receiving core looks like. It doesn't matter if Christian McCaffrey's healthy. It shouldn't matter if Trent Williams is healthy. He's supposed to be that dude.
I disagree a little bit. I think they paid him to be like Tua and those guys rather than a Josh Allen. That's for the Josh Allens and those guys where it's like, yeah, that's the expectation and all. But I don't think like you paid Brock Purdy like that. I think he's with Tua. He's the Trevor Lawrence quarterback.
Okay,
that's how you
okay, right. And so you're saying he's only good if he has really high caliber weapons.
He's got talent. He's a good quarterback, but can be elevated with the right weapons around him as well.
If he's a really good top 10 quarterback, for me, the way everybody evaluates is different. If you disagree with me, fine. But to me, those top 10 guys, or top 8 or whatever, however, wherever your cutoff is, are the guys where it doesn't matter what the supporting cast is. You know what you're going to get from that player.
Okay, I will say...
You know you're going to get effective quarterback. I don't know that about Brock Purdy right now.
I will say this. Like Brock can't go like 6-11 this year or whatever and just be like, oh, yeah, we had no weapons. Like there is a baseline that 49ers have to hit with Brock Purdy now where they're probably around a 500 team, at least at bare minimum. I'll say that.
Especially since Mac Jones is his backup.
Not a Mac Jones fan?
No, I don't. I don't think he's a very good NFL player.
Yeah.
But if you think that Brock Purdy could struggle in the preseason, let's say Brock Purdy's just having a tough time. Threw a couple interceptions, misfires a few times, took some quote-unquote sacks, because you don't get sacked in training camp practice, but just doesn't look good. And Mac Jones is lining up with the twos and just ripping it.
Yeah.
If you think that Kyle Shanahan really liked Mac Jones, that's why they traded up to number 3 in the 2021 draft. It was Mac Jones. That was Kyle's guy. If you think that chatter doesn't start,
yeah, but it's just chatter though.
Mac Jones is good.
Yeah, it's just chatter though. Like that. You think that seeps into the locker room or something? Where they're thinking? You think so?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
you don't think people see that?
I think they see it, but I don't think anyone takes it serious. I don't think anyone's going, yeah, we might need to see Mac.
It adds additional pressure. If Mac Jones is just awesome, and on First Take, it's, should Mac Jones start for the 49ers?
Oh, gosh, and
then you're going to have Dan Orlovsky on there like, this is the guy Kyle always wanted.
You know what? You're not wrong, but those are absolutely the wrong conversations to have. Like, that should not. I think you're scared.
It's why I hate the Mac Jones thing.
Yeah, I think this is all just out of fear right here. I think you're scared of just the whole conversation. I don't think that's actually going to happen. I think Brock Purdy's here. He can stink it up in the preseason if he wants, but there's not going to be, oh, does Mac Jones need to start, blah, blah. I think you're scared. We're going to be okay. Look under the bed. There's no monster there, all right?
Yeah, it's Mac Jones.
No, that's not a monster.
It's a dorky-looking dude.
No, that's just a teddy bear that you got to throw away. Like, no, it's not a monster. I'm telling you, it's not going to be that bad. I don't think these are the conversations. At least they shouldn't be. Like, that's the absolutely wrong conversation for me if you're talking about that.
I'm telling you that's going to be a thing that happens. If you ask me, I think Brock Purdy's probably going to be fine.
Yeah.
I don't think that teams discovered some kryptonite last year. I think that the 49ers just didn't adjust in season very well.
Well, the guy's going into year 4 as well. Like, he's going to have some ups and downs where it's like he's got to figure out the league too.
But to me, at this point, the downs need to become fewer and further between.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, that's where he's.
And they can't be as dramatically bad. Did you know? Check out this stat. Did you know Brock Purdy has never thrown a touchdown while the 49ers are trailing with less than 4 minutes left? Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
I
guess it's one of those weird stats.
When the 49ers are ahead, he has a passer rating of like 115. He's really good. I'm just using that as a all-encompassing stat because I don't have the numbers right in front of me.
Uh-huh.
When they're trailing, it's like 87.9. He becomes so unbelievably mid when teams know they're going to pass the football.
Okay,
and that's the continuing concern I have.
Yeah.
Is all of his success predicated on play action, on disguising different jet sweeps and motions, and again, I don't know because I've not watched him play this year. Is he going to elevate himself beyond that? And until I see it, I can't give him credit for it.
I got you. Just
my, that's my main concern.
He's going to have his ups and downs. Like, he's got to be at a point now where he's paid. Like, the team just has to be 500. He has to get him wins to where they're always just fighting for a wild card spot at the bare minimum and all that stuff. Like, that's just what you're
paid to exactly
do.
That's exactly it.
But also, I think if you're expecting him to kind of not be ability-wise the quarterback that Josh Allen is, but just kind of that impact, I think that's tough, too. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think he's that player.
And I don't think – you're right. His like, contract didn't reach that point.
Yeah, for me, that's only four guys. It's like Burrow, Lamar, Allen, and Mahomes. And then after that, everyone else is really good.
I see him put the team on his back when they're trailing. Need to see him be effective when not everything is perfect. And we'll see starting in training camp. All right, that's Jesse Tappe. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil behind the glass. We're the insiders. The handoff's coming up next. We'll talk more NBA here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Now, back to the Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Go ahead and spew your nonsense.
No, this is a bad take. I'm telling you, this is my worst NFL take. And I've tried to get off of this take.
You're not the only one in this building that feels like that, by the way, I believe.
And it's not. And again, we have to live in gray area. Come hang out in the gray area with me. We don't live in the social media scale of goat or trash. There's a massive gray area where 99.99% of athletes live. Joe Burrow, I don't see it. I don't watch the Bengals and go, oh my God, don't let Joe Burrow get the ball back with 2 minutes left. And I don't, and every number, every metric, he went to the Super Bowl, they averaged 400 points a game last year, and their defense was just really bad. I get all the numbers. I have not been able to reach the point when I watch Patrick Mahomes, when I used to watch Tom Brady, obviously was this way. I think Russell Wilson to an extent was this way. I think Lamar Jackson to an extent is this way. certainly Josh Allen, where it's like, hey, you cannot let that player have the ball in his hands with a three-point lead or down by three with a minute and a half left.
I got you.
I'm sure somebody could throw out, like, Joe Burrow leads the league in fourth quarter comebacks. I'm telling you, I will exist in my wrongness.
No, yeah, I'm just going to let you. I'm not even going to fight you. Like, I'm looking at it like, yeah, no, you just, this is your take. This is how you feel, Kyle. That's all it is.
I just don't see it. I don't,
it's
when people,
wrong, but it's how you feel.
But here's what I'm saying. I'm not, Joe Burrow is not the 20th best quarterback. Like, Joe Burrow, Brock Purdy. Joe Burrow, way better.
Yeah, for me, he's top four.
I got it. That's what I don't get.
Mm-hmm.
That's where people go, well, he's a tier one quarterback. It's Mahomes, it's Allen, and it's Burrow. Like, what? Putting Joe Burrow in there?
Yes, easily.
Why? Because of what he did at LSU? Ooh.
He went to the Super Bowl. He threw 43 touchdowns, 9 interceptions last year.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, like, no, he's really good, Kyle. Like the only reason why they didn't make the playoffs because
they
offense...
didn't have a good defense. I get
it. See, you can't do that, though. They scored 39 and give up 40. Like, no, he's really good, bro. Like, that's why they didn't get to the playoffs this year. And meanwhile, the owners want to play Trey Hendrickson or whoever the defensive lineman is over there.
It's a weird thing because, like I said, I get, like, he's really good. I got
the
it.
Truth.
I got it. He's really good. He's really good.
Don't do that. He's top four. We all got to take
Mahomes,
like that, though.
Jackson.
Yeah. Allen, Mahomes, Jackson, Burrow.
Burrow's in the next tier down.
No!
Yeah.
Because he's better than the other guys.
He might be alone there. Because I don't know that
alone
there's anybody.
Alone in that tier?
Yeah.
Okay, we can talk about that if you don't want to put him in the top three. But yeah, he's better than the other guys.
Like, get Justin Herbert out of my face.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Don't get me started about Justin Herbert.
Get, like, Jordan Love out of my face.
He's
no
better
Dak.
Than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. Here's what I don't. No, nah, I don't want to.
No, I'm going to say
no.
it. Say
no,
it.
All right.
Say
we're
it.
Just
we're
doing
right.
it. No,
say
we're
it.
Podding today.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Say it.
I get, again, this is another thing that I understand what you're going to scream at me about this. Not necessarily you, Justin.
Yeah, yeah.
But Brock Purdy, I think, largely correctly gets called a system quarterback when a game manager, whatever you want to say. Everybody points to his weapons. Everybody points to the run first offense. It's like he's being carried. Look at that defense. Look at the coach. Look at the playmakers. Jalen Hurts checks all those boxes too. And it never gets talked about the same way. Philly's
blind.
Defense is awesome.
Yeah.
Philly's offensive line is the best in the sport.
Yeah, we call it what it is. Last year, Saquon unlocked that entire team.
Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown and Saquon Barkley and their outstanding. I already mentioned how good their defense is. I just want some consistency in quarterback analysis. That's all.
I'm sorry, but you're not going to win there. That's just not something you're ever going to get. Like, Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback.
Yeah,
but
he
also,
is.
Like,
he is.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to take anything away
no,
from
yeah, yeah, but also, like, yeah, like, they're probably not winning the Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley and all that stuff last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all true, but the thing is, winners get to tell the story. And he's won. He's been to the Super Bowl multiple times, and mm-hmm. ultimately that matters more than anything else in the league. So,
sure.
I get what you're saying, but mm-hmm. I don't, like, I get it as well the other way.
Just
like, Jalen's got the wins, man.
Just want some consistency, that's all. You can't just have one guy be a system quarterback, and then one guy you're like, well...
Wait,
yeah,
what
the defense
that,
is good, and he's got good playmakers, but we're just going to ignore that. He's awesome.
But
this, touch push.
But like being a system quarterback isn't bad either.
I agree.
Maybe that's the fight we have to fight.
If you're
going to
tell me, that Brock Purdy sucks
mm-hmm.
because actually he's bad, but look at all these things he has going his way, you have to...
I think you got to tune that out, brother. I think you got to tune it out, man.
I don't even, like I said, I'm not even one of those people that's like, rah, rah, Brock Purdy's amazing.
No, yeah,
I
yeah.
think he's, pr- yeah, he's
You've been
he's
kind
fine.
Of, yeah, no, yeah.
He's fine. The energy, I would like it to be the same. But maybe you're right. Maybe it's you win a Super Bowl and none of that matters anymore.
Yeah, if Brock Purdy had won a Super Bowl any one of the times or whatever, like, yeah, they'd never
Jake Moody doesn't get an extra point blocked.
Hey, man, leave Jake Moody alone.
Whatever. To hell with Jake Moody.
Wow.
Starting 49ers Moody. Kicker this year, Greg Joseph.
Third round pick. Jake Moody.
Jake Moody's going to shank a field goal in the preseason opener, and Kyle Shanahan is going to personally escort him out of the building.
It'd be hilarious if he's like just walked out to the middle of the field, like, Jake, don't even walk to the sideline. Just points to the tunnel. Just go.
He might.
Walk of shame for Jake Moody.
Spent a third, the 99th overall pick on a guy.
Yeah.
Can't make a kick. Ridiculous.
But.
Hey, before we get out of here and talk to D'Lo and KC, did you see this news that broke from Fortune magazine over the weekend?
Yes, actually, but tell the people. We're cooked. We're cooked. It's so over. It's over.
OpenAI's, I'm talking about this instead of talking about Cam Whitmore going to the Wizards for 2 second round picks. If I'm the Kings, Scott Perry should have been offering a first round pick and getting Cam Whitmore.
Is that a real take?
Yes. If you're gonna go do the Jonathan Kuminga thing, why did you not lowball the Rockets to try and get Cam Whitmore?
I would have thrown this through 2 seconds, but I think Jonathan Kuminga is a much better player than Whitmore.
Maybe.
At least it's more.
Probably he is.
Yeah.
But 2 second round picks, that's it? I think that's one. Anyways.
Yeah.
According to Fortune magazine, OpenAI's O1 model had reportedly attempted to copy itself to external servers after being threatened with shutdown, then denied the action when discovered.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about artificial intelligence to know exactly what all those words mean, but here's how I read it. OpenAI tried to copy itself to a different computer because somebody threatened to kill it.
How familiar are you with the Avengers movies?
Enough.
Have you seen Avengers Age of Ultron?
Enough to know that this is literally the plot.
This is essentially Avengers Age of Ultron. All right, Tony Stark creates this little artificial intelligence. He becomes self-aware, mm-hmm. kills the other self or the artificial intelligence before it becomes Vision or whatever, and mm-hmm. like he's taken over and he's all these robots. He's just, you can't catch him or whatever because he's just going different servers and all that stuff. That's not exactly what it is, but it's the same plot basically.
It's the exact same thing. We're so cooked, bro.
They blew up a city for this.
I don't.
It's over.
We're not going to beat the robots.
No, we're not.
We're too dependent on technology.
And I'm going to tell you something, too. I don't know if we could fight the robots. I think we need to be the people that just go with the flow. We just survive.
That's why I thank my Siri.
Oh, I don't do all that. No.
That's why I thank...
You're crossing the company lines. Like you're crossing the picket line, they call, or whatever.
Why?
Like when teams are on... People are on strike.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can't side with the robots, but like you're also like I'm not openly why not? Dissing them. You think the robots are going to be nice to you when they take over?
Yeah, if I'm cool with Siri, for sure.
Nah.
Siri's got me.
Nah. You got to keep your head down and just move. That's it.
I saw that and just... There's things about space that I'll see. You see a thing about I can't talk about this on this show because you guys have the sense of humor of 8-year-olds.
You talk whatever you want and we'll see how life goes, man.
No, I'm not. There's just things about space that are terrifying. There's things about the ocean that are terrifying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now, like, I'll be scrolling Instagram and they're like, hey, did you know that there's this random, I don't even want to say, it's a black hole.
Yeah, okay.
It is like 300 billion suns wide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just moving. Like, man, what? I find that stuff out. I found out stuff about the ocean. And then now I'm finding out stuff about AI copying itself to other servers.
Yeah, the AI stuff, we're done. It's over. I think Bobby Hill, I think it was in the chat, said only Will Smith can save us. He's the only one who's defeated these things in the movies.
Facts. We need you, Will.
Yeah.
We need D'Lo and KC. They're coming up next. They'll take you up to 4 o'clock. You can hear Jesse Tapia on that program as well. He'll be producing that show. Joe Brazil produced this show. Appreciate you both immensely. Jesse back in for James tomorrow. James Hamm gone all week, but we will be staying right on top of all the latest in the NBA free agent rumor mill and everything going on with the Kings. We'll have it right here on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader, where the insider is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Until tomorrow, drink water, be nice to people. Bye.
SR Prime inside Sky River.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla. of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!